What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly with you on a Monday afternoon, filling in for the afternoon show today. You want to get in 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Only right that I'm filling in today, and we do a lot of Jalen Hurts talk. I don't think I've talked about Jalen Hurts in months, but this list comes out today. Jalen is ranked 9th on the ESPN list. I think that's too low. I would have him higher. I'd have him number 6th on the list. I could hear out 5 as well. I think if you want to put him ahead of Jaden Daniels, I think that is a reasonable thing to do. I would not. I would put Jaden Daniels 5. I'd have Jalen Hurts 6. And I think that's totally fair based on the resume, based on what they have done and the way they played this year. I think all 5 of those guys that I'd have ahead of them, which include Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, I think all those guys have better years than Jalen Hurts. And if I was taking a quarterback to start my team with right now, which is the way I view it. Now, obviously, part of this is subjective. Everybody views it a little differently. But that's the way I look at it, is if I'm starting a team, quarterbacks I would take, I'd take all 5 of those guys ahead of Jalen. I wouldn't really think that hard about it, but would love to get your take. Is 6 disrespectful to Jalen Hurts? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We've talked a little bit about the Phillies as well. We will get some All-Star stuff in the last hour of the show here, but now it is time for a Top 5 at 5 with Justin D'Orazio.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Justin, and Justin, Justin D'Orazio.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Was that at the end of the Super Bowl?
That was not at the end of the Super Bowl. That was at the end of some regular season game with Merrill.
Okay.
Where he had a little bit of a tough time there. But that was fine. Thank you for Merrill Reese for that wonderful intro. Today, I got for you the top 5 at 5. Predictions I'm most confident in for the next month.
Okay, for the next month. What's going on the next month that you could predict?
Not much, but there is some stuff, you know?
Okay.
Some sports related, some radio related. We'll see.
Okay.
Number 5. The 5th thing I'm most confident in the next month is that Max Kepler gets DFA'd and Otto Kemp becomes the everyday left fielder. I think Max Kepler pretty much dug his own grave with his dumb comments about wanting to be an everyday player and has somehow played worse since then. He is not in anybody's good graces any longer, and it's just a matter of time.
Can we adjust this to the next week? Can we adjust this to tomorrow? Like, why is this not already happened? Why is Max Kepler still on this baseball team?
Do you think, and do you agree, Otto Kemp's probably that left fielder?
I would. My hope is that the left fielder is not on the roster right
at this moment. Yeah, but we'll see.
That's my optimistic hope.
Well, that goes into number 4. My number 4, the number 4 thing I'm most confident in happening in the next month is Mick Abel will be moved to the trade deadline. I believe he was brought up here initially to just be a showcase of, hey, look, you could have this guy on your team, and look at how much is in this. Look at how much there is to be developed here, and the Phillies are in no need to wait for him because they think so much of Painter. I think Mick Abel's good as gone.
Well, that didn't really work out. If that was a showcase for Mick Abel,
started out as a good showcase.
It was a great first start, then the rest of it not all that good. And I mean, he goes down. I think it's a mental thing with Abel, man, because he was great that first start. Then, I mean, goes back down to AAA, what, six innings, one hit last outing?
And I don't need another head case. Like, do you remember Spencer Howard? He was the ultimate head case.
Well, that's what Pivetta was, too.
Exactly.
I mean, now Pivetta's kind of found himself in San Diego. I couldn't stand Nick Pivetta when he was there.
He was awful. He was absolutely brutal.
That's one of... I got to take a shot. That's one of Jack's guys, too.
I know it is.
Nick Pivetta.
Yeah, I know he is. My number three, moving away from baseball, mostly wanted to do this because I'm going to be doing some wrestling content in the next month. But I think number three... I think Cody Rhodes defeats John Cena at SummerSlam, happening in the beginning of August. I know you're a big wrestling guy. What do you say about that? You think Cody Rhodes takes it back?
Yeah, probably.
That's all you got from
him? Yeah, I think he probably does. Is Seth Rollins really hurt?
He's getting an MRI today.
Looks like
it's major knee structure damage there.
No.
But yeah, John Cena, heel run, not doing what I want it to do, so take it back. I'm over it. Number two thing I'm most confident in this month, TK and Buzz have a measuring contest coming up where you're claiming
height,
that you are
measuring each other's
height. They're measuring each other's heights. I believe you're saying that you are at least 5'6", and Buzz is saying that he is 5'11".
Well, the genesis of this, I don't buy for a second that Buzz is actually 5'11".
Yeah.
There's no way in hell.
Okay. Well, my prediction, my bold prediction, my number two most confident prediction of the month is that both you and Buzz will measure below what you're advertising.
Oh,
so you will be below 5'6". Buzz is definitely below 5'11", but it's going to come out that you're both liars.
We got to figure out how to do this because, I mean, I'm doing the morning show this week. I think we're going to do this on Thursday. Buzz is producing, so you can watch it on YouTube. There's a chance this is a massive flop of a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to throw that out there now. It could be absolutely terrible. But it could be fun. So we'll try it. We'll see what happens.
So on Wednesday, because you guys are going to be together Wednesday and Thursday.
We'll talk about it Wednesday. We'll do it on Thursday.
There needs to be some type of punishment involved for the person who's wrong. Because there's a winner, right? So there needs to be some type of punishment involved.
Well, in my defense, isn't needing to talk to Buzz punishment enough? I mean...
Isn't being below 5'6 punishment enough?
Well,
seeing the world from that small little height...
That's not going to be the case.
Not being able to reach on top of the fridge.
Yeah, shut up, Justin.
That is the real punishment.
Yeah, well, I think having to work with Buzz is punished. I feel like that's always a punishment.
Well, the number one thing I'm most confident in that happening in the next month is that Jack Fritz drops tennis to Joe the Hammer to Camera. The way I heard... Fritz, his head grew three sizes the day after baseball. Then the way he talked about that elbow, the soreness in that elbow, the soreness in that shoulder, he said, and I quote, feels like it's going to fall off. There's no way that elbow is making it through a successful game of tennis.
Yeah, tennis is a hard sport to play.
Yeah, tennis elbow.
You can't, right. And you can't just like pick up a, you can't just pick up a tennis racket and be able to play tennis well.
Yeah.
It's hard to even get it within the lines of play, let alone hit with power and accuracy.
And I don't believe he's gotten onto a tennis court anytime soon, right?
No.
You don't think he's going to practice? Like, he practiced with baseball because that one was more pride than anything.
Right.
It felt to me, the sense that I got, is that as long as he won baseball, he was fine dropping the rest of this competition.
And I would have, but this is the thing. Like, the tennis part of it, I think everybody pretty much assumes Joe is probably going to win in tennis. I'm just not sure how much it matters. Like, Jack is going to win the running competition. I think that's a virtual certainty.
Without a doubt.
I don't even know if you could, like, set lines on that one.
I don't know that Joe will finish the running competition.
And then with basketball, like, if you're playing one-on-one...
Joe's winning basketball.
I don't know, man. It very much comes down to who's, like, younger and in better shape.
No, a lot of it comes down to the mental aspect of it. Joe's going to be so in his head, it's not even funny.
I don't think so.
You weren't at the free throw frenzy at Nova, where Joe was draining things.
But that's with no defense in front of him.
I understand that, but
when you have a six-footer in front of you, or whatever Jack is, that's... I mean, that's a lot harder to score that way.
But you saw Jack's meltdown on the golf course. You know what happens when you get in Jack's head, and it's going to be a lot easier for him to get in Jack's head 1v1 on a basketball court than it is in a baseball game.
Well,
in a batter's box.
With all due respect, though, I got to say this. And, hey, I'm somebody who I have come after Jack's mental acuity.
Fortitude, yeah.
Mental fortitude numerous times throughout this competition. But... I got to be honest. I mean, I thought Jack proved a lot to me personally in the baseball competition. I thought Jack was done. I thought he was going to fall apart mentally. I didn't think he'd be able to throw strikes. The fact that he was able to do that shows me maybe he has a little more toughness than we gave him credit for previously.
Now, do you think that toughness will continue through the next challenges, through tennis and into running and basketball? Or do you think that it was mostly he just needed to win baseball?
Well, I think this is the way it's going to go, though. I think Joe's going to win the tennis, Jack's going to win the running, and then basketball, I think, comes down to who's in better shape, and I think that's Jack.
Who wants it more? That's the hammer.
I don't think that matters for basketball. Basketball's a very... It's a very, you know, talent wins out kind of game, especially one-on-one. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I've kind of been rooting for Joe throughout this thing. I'm rooting for the dog, but I don't think... I would... If I had to bet money, and you had, you know, even money, $100, who are you taking? I'd unquestionably bet on Jack at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you agree that...
like you're a big DeCamera guy here,
aren't
you?
Listen... Fritz got to be, you got to bring him down a couple pegs every once in a while.
Definitely. I mean, the real reason Jack didn't come into work today is because his head
couldn't fit through the doorway.
He's doing his book signings in Ocean City this weekend. But I got to give credit where credit's due. And he impressed me with the baseball thing. He really did. So I would favor Jack. But you think Joe's going to pull this one off, huh?
Definitely in tennis. I think Jack's got running in the bag. Pretty easily. I when I made the joke earlier that I don't think Joe will finish running, I'm half joking on that. You saw him run at the baseball competition?
It's 100 yards.
Oh,
though.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll do 100 yards.
I mean, 100 yards is not very far to run.
Yeah.
I mean,
they should have been a little more creative with it.
I think they should do a mile.
I think they should
run a mile.
Or either a mile or just like a distance thing of like, who can go further? Who can run longer?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not claiming that I'm in any great shape or anything. I can run a mile. Like, you should be able to run a mile relatively easily, and I think that would even the playing field a little bit, because a quick sprint, Jack is going to win a quick sprint.
Sure.
Like, that just the facts. But if you have a little more endurance to it, that would even the playing field a little bit.
And for someone who claims to have been doing miles for Phillies wins all those years, a mile should be no problem for Jack.
You're doubting him? You think he's lying?
Hey, listen, I was a big fan of that bit. Where is it at? You haven't seen that bit this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, he can't do it every year. And they don't win a lot of games in a row. So
that's because he's not running the miles. If he were running miles, they would have longer win streaks.
Maybe. Potentially. But good top five, Justin. Nicely done.
Thank you.
215-592-9494. This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sam in Wilmington. What's up, Sam?
Hey, I wanted to call and say I think obviously we all agree that Jalen Hurts at 9 is at that. I think that's despicable. But I think personally, 5 or 6 is a perfect spot for him. For me, it's him and Jaden Daniels. That's completely interchangeable. I'd put him at 5 simply because he won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP as well. And I think Jaden has very clearly, I love Jaden, even though he's a division rival. I think he's a great quarterback and has an extremely bright future. I love watching him, and I go to school in Maryland, so I have to hear about him and Lamar Jackson a whole lot, so that's really fun. But yeah, I do agree that
heading back to school, head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The team that's built around Jalen is used to discredit him when it's not used to discredit Patrick Mahomes. But I do think, I still believe that Patrick Mahomes is as unfortunate as it is, I think he is the best quarterback in the league. But I do agree with the point that we don't really talk about how great of a team, like how great the teams that have been built around him are. Not nearly as much as they have about Jalen Hurts trying to discredit how good he is.
I look at it the same way, Sam, and that's the thing. I mean, you look at Jalen Hurts, and I think that the pieces around him need to be brought into account. I don't take all the things away from him because of that, but I think it's being disingenuous to not mention the fact that you had the best defense in the NFL.
No, he had
best running back, right?
Phenomenal defense, a phenomenal O-line, and a phenomenal D-line. He had the best running back by miles. And like the entire, like in the Super Bowl, the entire defense was focused on Saquon Barkley, and that allowed Jalen Hurts to absolutely light them up. Mm-hmm. But he was also lighting them up 2 years ago. He had a great game in the Super Bowl that he lost in 2023. Or not 2023, 2022.
In the Super Bowl 2022 Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. My fault. Okay. But like he had a great game then. It's just pieces weren't there and that's okay. He got it this year and I'm super happy he did. But yeah, that was my main thing and I was like I said earlier, I thought I was on the air earlier because I was being stupid, but I was like Jaden Daniels and Jalen Brown are in a very similar spot for me where they're both like division, like they're both on teams that I don't like very much, and we've had a lot of beef with them. But I love their game. I don't know.
I hear you, Sam. What do you got for a great movie experience?
All right, so I'm 21. I'm a little young. So I grew up watching the prequel Star Wars movies, and when they re-released Revenge of the Sith. In April of this year, I went with six of my friends, and I was reliving my entire childhood. It was absolutely beautiful. I had a fantastic time, and that's probably that and probably Endgame when it dropped are probably my two two top.
Yeah, that
movie theater experiences.
No, that's a good one, Sam. Appreciate the call, and yeah, I with the whole Marvel universe, I got caught up on it after Infinity War, because that was like when that was, I think, the height of Marvel. So that's when I started watching all of them, and I was caught up by the time Endgame came out. But now there's just too many Marvel things now.
The shows it pushed it over the limit.
Yeah, and I just don't watch any of it anymore. Like, yeah. I just stopped after the last movie, what was the last movie I watched? It might have been the last Spider-Man movie.
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
Yeah, I saw that one.
That one was good. That was after Spider-Man.
I'm pretty sure I saw that one.
That was after Spider-Man. Did you see Thunderbolts?
No.
Sucked. Did you see Captain America 4?
No.
Sucked.
The last show I watched was, I liked the WandaVision one.
I liked the first half of that show. That was the first show. That was the first one.
The Falcon show was terrible.
I thought that show had a good idea, and then at the end it was scared of its own premise.
That show is just brutal.
That's the main thing with these, like, with comic book media these days, is it's scared of its own premise. It's like so close to like sending a message and saying something, and then it just runs away.
Well, then
from
I watched the first season of Loki, and then I was like, that show was super confusing. Like,
you were confused by that?
Well, I was a little confused, and then I just kind of, like, I don't know, I just lost interest.
I felt like that show, like, held your hand the whole way through.
Maybe I needed my hand held more.
It's simply too much content. It's just too much content. Like, I don't watch the shows anymore. I haven't seen the second season of Loki because I don't care. I haven't seen any of the five other shows they released.
Do you need to watch them?
I don't care. If I do, then you've made a poor product.
Right. You're making too much.
Exactly.
Like, there's too much content for people to digest.
I'm going
to
see Fantastic Four, but that's my litmus test. Like, if Fantastic Four is bad, I'm done. I'm cutting the line on the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, that's where I've kind of gotten with it. Let's go to our buddy Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam? Yo, Bam. Oh, Bam. I don't know what happened to Bam there. Let's go to Gio in Medford. What's up, Gio?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Good. No, I wanted to call in about the Jalen conversation as well, because it gets me riled up, too. But I do think if we're going to talk about context, it is important to talk, as kind of some people were saying, just the coaching for Mahomes. I mean, if Andy Reid is, like, the best coach in the league today, that's a big part of it. And I do feel like play design is big for him as well. Like, obviously he's completing all the special stuff he does, but I feel like Kelsey's like wide open half the time. But yeah, I mean, I guess like, it seems like it's maybe just like with Jalen, it's like not like fun to watch. Like, if that's like what the whole problem is. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll just speak from my perspective, Gio. It doesn't have to do with it not being fun to watch. This past year in particular, it's just, in my mind, like what he's being asked to do. Like, I just didn't think this year, compared to some of the other quarterbacks, like, I didn't think Jalen was asked to do as much. I mean, when you have a guy like Saquon Barkley, have an offensive line like that, not to say his job is easy. And again, like in the two big games, the championship game and the Super Bowl, he had to be great, and he proved he could be when it really mattered. But throughout the course of the year, I just don't think he had to do as much because the running game was so dominant.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. It's just tough for him. You know, he does win a lot, and with the Super Bowl this year. So, I guess I'm just curious to see what people would like to see him prove, like, going forward. It seems like only Super Bowls are the only thing that matter. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Gio. What do you got for a theatrical experience?
Probably seeing the movie Miracle. I got to actually play on the ice rink up in Lake Placid. So that was pretty cool being able to see that in theater, but it's also like my favorite movie. So.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's awesome. Appreciate the call, Gio. Thanks. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You got to play at that stadium, and yeah, that was probably a good movie to see in theaters. Another great movie that I saw in theater, not like necessarily a movie that you have to see in theaters or anything, but probably like the movie that I walked out of the movie theaters thinking that I just saw one of my favorite movies of all time, Remember the Titans.
Never seen Remember the Titans.
Oh my God. Justin, you need to go home tonight. Forget about the Home Run Derby. It stinks anyway.
No, I like the Home Run Derby.
You like the Home Run Derby?
I don't love the format, but I do like the Home Run Derby.
We'll make picks in the next. Yeah, that's the problem. The format's
awful.
It's so hard to follow with, like, bonus time. Dude, like, I can't follow
the camera work is just pitiful. It's awful.
Go, and tonight, like, Pat McAfee does not need to be a part of the Home Run Derby.
Pat McAfee there. Shouldn't be anywhere near baseball.
What are we doing? Like, Pat McAfee, just go home and enjoy your night. You don't have to be everywhere all the friggin' time. I mean, I get the guy's a hard worker. I get he likes attention.
Yeah, that's
too
a big
much,
point.
Too much McAfee. Give it a rest.
Pat McAfee's been off. He's a commentator on Monday Night Raw. He hasn't been on Raw in about a month and a half. It's been, my ears have been able to finally heal. I can't stand him.
Yeah, he's brutal.
I used to watch his show like every day.
And it's
so overdone.
I respect his work ethic actually a lot. Like, the guy clearly works his ass off.
Yes.
But it's like, just like Pat McAfee being on the Home Run Derby broadcast is totally pointless. And as far as the rules for the Derby, is it too much to just go back to guys get 10 outs? And, you know, when you don't hit, you take 10 swings and they don't go for home runs, then you're done. Like, we don't need to do the whole thing with bonus time and extra time if you hit the ball this many feet. Just, like, go back and make it simple.
I'm not a fan of, like, picking your dad to throw to be your pitcher or whatever. Like, picking your guy. Everybody should have the same dude throw the thing. Oh, my God. Bohm's, like, whoever was throwing Bohm's last year. Couldn't throw. It was
pick
awful.
A better guy.
That's what I'm saying. It should just be uniform. Like, it makes a poor product. There's such simple things you can do to improve this product. And Major League Baseball just chooses not to.
That wouldn't work either, because what do you want? The same guy throwing? The guy's arm's going to fall off by the end of the night. That wouldn't work. You got to have different pitchers. Got to keep those guys fresh.
I don't. Then get a machine, dude.
That's probably the right answer.
Yeah, throw the machine out there. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I agree. But we'll make some picks for the Home Run Derby before we get out of here. 215-592-9494. Time to get in a few more calls in the next segment as well. I'm Tom Kelly with you until 6 o'clock, filling in for the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you for another segment here. I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon as well. You want to get in, 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. And we got the All-Star Game coming up tomorrow night. Home Run Derby tonight. Real quick, at the end of the show, we will make our Home Run Derby picks before we get out of here. But the All-Star Game tomorrow night, only one Philly participating. That is Kyle Schwarber. Zach Wheeler got in. He elected not to pitch. I do wonder about that one, like, because Zach Wheeler elects not to pitch the middle of last week. I wonder if he, like, got wind of the fact that Skeens was going to be selected as the starter and then elected not to pitch. Because if he was going to be selected to be the starter in his hometown, that would be a really difficult thing to pass up. I mean, being a starter in an All-Star game, especially starting pitcher, that's a pretty big honor. So I don't know, just speculating a little bit there. But the big controversy has been, you know, surrounding the pitching staff, as the Phillies, Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, both not in it. Ranger Suarez, now this came out after the fact that Ranger was actually offered the opportunity and declined. So I don't think he'd be that upset about that. But Christopher Sanchez, who pitched for the Phillies yesterday and another great outing yesterday, Christopher Sanchez absolutely should have been offered the opportunity. Apparently wasn't. And that's just wrong. And the big controversy, more than anything, is that the guy who's in it, Jacob Mizorowski from the Brewers, has only started 5 games in the major leagues, really hot young prospect. But after 5 starts, I don't care how good you've been, that's really not enough of a resume to be in the All-Star game. Here was Ken Rosenthal talking about Mizorowski and the selection of him to be on the NL squad.
I see both sides of this debate. I certainly see the side of Major League Baseball and Fox. They want to generate as much attention as possible for the game. They want to generate as much buzz as possible for the game. Jacob Mizorowski does that. He's the Miz. He is a sensation. He is exactly what you want in terms of marketing. Now, the problem is, of course, to those who see this selection as something less than ideal, is that Jacob Mizorowski has made 5 starts in the major leagues. Only 5. And the question becomes, how far do you lower the bar? Paul Skeens had made 11 starts last year, when he became the all-star starting pitcher for the National League. Buddy had been dominant in those 11 starts, even more dominant than Mizoraski, had a 1.90 ERA. No one had a problem with that. He came up in early May. He had been a major leaguer for the bulk of the season. But again, when you choose a Mizoraski, you're not choosing others who have been with their teams the entire season and others who have really worked their entire careers to become an all-star. And I think of Tyler Rogers, the San Francisco Giants reliever. A friend, or actually a commenter on my column this morning, mentioned Nick Pivetta, who certainly has been all-star worthy for the Padres. They've got three relievers. That should be enough. But yeah, Pivetta's pitched really well. And there are others as well. Others who did not get a spot because Jacob Mizoraski did.
And, you know, the way I look at it, and I was arguing about this with Al yesterday. Al's okay with it because he says the All-Star game is more of a showcase. Take the guys that people want to see. I just think it's ridiculous.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, you got to at least offer Sanchez the opportunity. And part of the reasoning that's been used is, oh, he's pitching on Sunday, so he wouldn't be able to pitch on Tuesday. If that is really going to go into the selection process, then just move the game back to Wednesday. Like, and start the second half a day later and don't have games on Friday, because you can't eliminate all these starting pitchers just because they're starting on Sunday. Like, Christopher Sanchez is having an incredible year, and good on the Phillies to give him his all-star bonus regardless. But what do you think, Justin? I think it's unfair and pretty crazy for Christopher Sanchez not to be offered a spot over Jacob Mizoraski.
I see both sides of this. Part of me is just like, baseball should baseball should use the All-Star game, as what Al was saying, as a showcase for not only the best players, but the most marketable players. Baseball needs to get younger. They need to get in with the young fan base, and a guy like The Miz is a good example of trying to do that. And Zach Wheeler, I mean, Chris Sanchez isn't a household name, and he'll never be a household name. Well, he'll be a household name here in Philadelphia, but he won't be nationally. And I see why Major League Baseball made that decision. However, as a Phillies fan, as a Christopher Sanchez fan, it bothers me. It gets under my skin a little bit, and it feeds into the anti-Philadelphia narrative. Don't you agree?
No, I don't think it's an anti-Philadelphia thing. I think it's just, you know, Mizorowski is a more marketable guy than Christopher Sanchez.
Yes.
I think because of the fact that he's one of these hot prospects, they look at him as another Skeens type guy. And hey, I mean, we might be on the opposite side of this. If, say, Andrew Painter comes up, a month earlier, and he's in the Mizorowski position, they probably would have given Painter the opportunity.
Well, imagine if Mike Abel didn't fall off
right
the wagon.
Right.
Like, he would have had that opportunity.
Sure. Same thing. And I think with a guy like Sanchez, because he does it quietly, because his stuff's not overpowering, he doesn't get the opportunity. But I don't think that's fair. I just don't think it's right.
I think you're right, and that it's not overpowering, and that he's not a marketable name. But I mean, look at the All-Star game last year. Zach Wheeler should have started the All-Star game last year and was having a better season than Paul Skeens was. But Paul Skeens was chosen to start the All-Star game, the youngest person to ever start an All-Star game, because he's a more marketable name.
What do you think about my theory that Wheeler didn't go because he kind of had back channels that Skeens was going to be selected?
Yeah,
it's very speculative.
I understand it's speculative. I don't think it's crazy. You know what I mean? Because like I was just saying, the same thing happened last year where Wheeler should have been the National League All-Star starter, and he wasn't.
But I'll say this. Like, am I kind of disappointed that I won't get to see Wheeler pitch tomorrow night? Sure.
I am.
But at the same time, as a Phillies fan, I'm happy that Wheeler and Suarez are not pitching. It's better for them to not pitch.
What's an inning difference?
It's not a huge inning difference, obviously, but I do think like the ability now, because Wheeler's not even going to pitch that first series after the break they announced.
Yeah, they're saving him for Boston.
Now you get him like legitimately a 10-11 day break. I think that's really important for pitchers. Like, that's almost like, it's almost like an IL stay.
Yeah, I mean,
without it being an IL stay.
Chris Sanchez is getting a ton of rest.
Yeah. So I think in that regard, it's better for the Phillies. And it makes me wonder, do they think that the All-Star break and so many guys participating last year hurt them? Like, I don't know.
That's a dumb thing to think if they think that.
Well, probably not.
That's like the same thing as the London argument of, oh, going to London, it killed them. It's like every team participates in the All-Star weekend.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. No, I think, but more for pitchers than position players, I don't think it matters. I mean, you're going to what? You're standing in the field, you're taking a bat, whatever. But I do think for pitchers, just having that full week off where you're not throwing, you're not doing any work. I don't know. I think there's something to that.
I so disagree. I think that there's a little something to getting rest, but it's such a minimal impact, especially for the relievers who are getting like one or two batters.
Yeah.
It's such a little, it means nothing to me, frankly.
Yeah. Well, the All-Star game, the one good thing though, tomorrow night, and we'll talk some more All-Star stuff tomorrow. They're finally doing what they should have done a long time ago. And the players will wear their actual uniforms and not the generic ones that are terrible. So that's at least a step in the right direction.
Well,
they'll make it a little more watchable.
It makes sense of why they sell it. Because I said to Fran Rojas last year, I said, I'm thinking about buying a Paul Skeens All-Star jersey. And it's like, I wouldn't buy a Pirates jersey, but I would buy a Skeens All-Star jersey.
Really?
He's the youngest person to ever start an All-Star game.
Okay. Well, no opportunity to do that this year, unfortunately. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to OG Wade. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's going on, man?
I'm listening to this conversation y'all got going on here about this Jalen Hurts ranking and the thing and all of this stuff. And I heard UTK, and I heard the word content, okay, putting things in. Are y'all aware, when you're talking about the quarterbacks that you put in front of Jalen has all had better years than Jalen? Like Joe Burrow, right? You say he had a better year?
Like statistically, he had a better year than Jalen.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Team didn't even make the playoffs, but he had a better year. This is where our mindset is nowadays. Okay, so let me move on
from
that.
But wait, just one second. Joe Burrow had like the worst defense in football last year. Would you disagree with that?
I would disagree with that. You know
you
why
would?
I would? Because in the Joe Burrow missed the playoffs by one game, correct?
Yeah.
The first game of the season against New England Patriots, they lose the game 14-10. 14-10.
They did, and he had a bad game. But that doesn't mean he had a bad season.
No, but that was Joe Burrow's moment and time to actually do something where though.
Well, so what about the rest of the season, Wade?
Oh, I'm okay with. I get what you're saying with the rest of the season. My point is, everybody is saying Joe Burrow had a bad defense, but when his defense did stick up for him, Joe Burrow didn't show up. So stop blaming the defense all the time. Sometimes it is the quarterback's fault that they didn't make the playoffs. 2 years in a row, Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs. Now, let me go to this here. Everybody talk about the weapons Jalen got. Oh, he's surrounded with so much, right? Ain't that the fact, right? True?
Yeah.
Do you know that Jalen Hurts played a total of 4 games with his weapons out of 17 games? 4 games he played with Goddard, AJ, and Smitty. 4 games, but nobody talks about that. Did you know that Jalen Hurts?
Wait. Calm down for 1 second. So yeah, Dallas Goddard missed some time. How many games did he play with those two receivers and Saquon Barkley? Like what, double digits games?
No, absolutely not. I said, listen, Devontae Smith missed 4 games last year. AJ Brown missed 3 games. Goddard missed 7. So when people are talking about we had a stacked roster, no, we on paper we did. Not on the field. When you're trying to get on the same page with guys, it's hard to do that when you got guys missing out of the lineup. So of course, and then you're in games where you don't have to throw the ball. You see what I'm saying? Joe Burrow ended up with them numbers because they couldn't run the ball. So for them to get their points, they got to throw. But the Eagles is different. We could throw and run the ball. So that's why you see the separate in the numbers. That's why I tell people, stop using numbers to try to determine who's the better quarterback. Look at the games. And you look and see what effect does that quarterback have.
No, wait. That's what I'm doing. And when I watch the games, I feel like those other guys are better quarterbacks. That's what I see. You might see something differently. I see those guys as better quarterbacks than Jalen.
Right, but here's what you can see what you want.
And I'm not. You might think I'm basing it all on numbers. I'm not.
No. Here's the problem with your vision, then. Okay, because Josh Allen had a chance to play in the Super Bowl. He was faced with a moment that all he had to do was make a play. He failed to make that play to get him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wait, so, and he made an incredible play, and his tight end dropped the ball.
No, don't say incredible play. No, that was a poor play. Guess why? He got all out blitzed. He sprung out to the right and threw up a Hail Mary.
It went right in his guy's arms, and he dropped it.
No, you're wrong.
Wait, watch the play, man.
Hear me out, TK. Hear me out. Calm down. I know you're emotional. If you look at Kincaid, he was running outside the numbers. That's where his route was taking him.
Uh-huh.
Josh Allen threw the ball up in the air. Kincaid came back and went and tried to dive to make the catch.
Yeah, because he's got 3 guys in his face.
Okay, but what about the guy that was in the flat with nobody on him? Josh Allen missed him. That was a touchdown.
Yeah, wait. When you have 3 defenders, if you have 3 defenders in your face, I don't know if you'd see that guy either.
Oh, Jalen Hurts did it in the Super Bowl.
Okay,
that's what he did. Took him off.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You know what Steve Spagnuolo said? He said that Jalen Hurts' legs was the only thing we did not have an answer for.
Yeah, Jalen.
That's all I'm saying, guys.
Nobody's saying Jalen. I hear you.
But what you got to learn how to give the man credit where it's due.
Wade, giving
dudes credit for losing.
I got you, and appreciate the call. I'm giving him credit. I've said multiple times he played his best games in the 2 biggest games of the year. But I'm not going to forget about the rest of the season because of 2 games. And you can think whatever you want. You can say, "Oh, you're basing on stats, whatever." I'm not basing on stats, man. I'm basing it on what I see, and what I see when I watch all those quarterbacks, I think Jalen Hurts is the 6th best quarterback in the league. I think that's pretty high. You can, and if you just want to look at it, is his team won, the other team lost, Joe Burrow's a loser, Josh Allen's a loser, Lamar Jackson's a loser, fine. I view it and I evaluate it differently than you do. Let's go to Gavin in New Hope. What's up, Gavin? Let's go to our guy Big V. I haven't talked to Big V in a while. What's up, Big V?
TK, how you doing, brother?
What's up, man?
TK, I got to confess. This butt whooping that you're getting today, you deserve it.
Butt whooping? What butt whooping am I getting today, Big V?
Well, let's take it from OG Wade. Okay. Let's take it from your coach.
OG Wade, get out of here.
TK, in what world that you're basing the last year's record of a quarterback's rating, and you put the NFL Super Bowl champion at six?
Because I think he's the sixth best guy. That's why I put him six.
You think that he's the sixth best guy?
I do. I think he's the sixth best guy.
Which is why you're still at WIP and not at ESPN.
What?
TK, here's the thing, brother. You're letting your hate for Jalen and the simple fact that Jalen
I like Jalen, Big V. It's not hate for Jalen. I'm just being honest. You want me to lie and say I think he's the best quarterback in the league? That's what you want me to do? You want me to lie to you?
That's what I want you to do. I want you to lie to me. You know why? Because I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Okay.
I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. And Jalen has done something that only quarterback who's ever gotten that Jalen hasn't surpassed would be who? Jurgensen?
Well, Big V, did you think Nick Foles was the best quarterback in the league when he won a World Super Bowl?
I thought that at that particular time, Nick Foles was.
He stepped in,
and at the biggest moment when it all counts, he produced.
So you think he was a better quarterback than Tom Brady at that time?
At that particular time,
on that day he was. It doesn't mean he was a better quarterback than Tom Brady, and that's insane, Big V. That's insane.
Greatness isn't defined about your stats. Greatness is defined about when it comes time to winning at the big games. Do you do it? And that's what they did.
He did do it. He did it in the two biggest games. And that's something that a lot of quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb, who I think is the most underrated quarterback and probably underrated athlete in the history of Philadelphia, Donovan can't say that. Jalen did. But it doesn't change my opinion that I still think Donovan's a better quarterback.
I agree with you that Donovan McNabb was a very underrated quarterback. He had an arm like
But he didn't win, so I guess he sucked, right?
Well, Donovan didn't win, and he sucked because management decided not to put anybody around him that would be comparable to his talents that would get them to the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, they did get TL, but that was way.
But hey, if you're that great, you should just win, right? And regardless.
Okay, so if Tom Brady and all the rest of them were that great when they played Jalen, shouldn't they have won?
Yeah, well, Big V, I was being facetious, Big V.
TK, it can't be a different scale for the rest of these people who don't win than it is for Jalen who did win.
Big V, there's not a different scale, and I appreciate the call. We're up against it here, but there's not a different scale. I'm viewing it on how good I think the quarterback is. I'm not just viewing it on who won a Super Bowl and who didn't win a Super Bowl. If you want to look at it that way and you think, Josh Allen stinks and Joe Burrow stinks and all these guys, they haven't won a Super Bowl, so they're not any good, fine. I evaluate quarterbacks differently than that. That's where I stand on it. Let's get a final read on our Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to you by Marks Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Our Twitter question of the day, at TommyKelly44 on Twitter. Is it disrespectful to rank Jalen Hurts the sixth best quarterback in the NFL? Do you want to guess, Justin, what this came down at?
I'll say it came out to 69% say yes, it's disrespectful.
55% say no, it is not disrespectful.
To have him as six?
Yep. Six is accurate. I'm telling you, it's a very fair ranking.
Well, I'm telling you that there's a huge difference between six and nine.
I agree with that. A huge difference between six and nine. I'd agree with that. I think six is fair, though. But regardless, let's make picks for the Home Run Derby tonight. I just placed my bet a minute ago. But Justin, have you looked at these? Do you have any selections for tonight?
I haven't looked at specific odds. I got them up right now. So
I like Matt Olson plus 800.
I would say the same thing. I love Matt Olson plus 800. Oof. I love Brent Rooker plus 850. Cal Raleigh is going to lose a lot of people a lot of money tonight.
Plus 295. You got to bet on a long shot in the Derby.
The favorite never wins the Derby. Kirby.
Yeah.
Never. No, you got to go with Olsen or Brent Rooker. But by the way, what an awful derby this year.
Yeah.
Just an awful list of guys.
Well, O'Neill Cruz is kind of fun.
Didn't Acuna say he was going to be in the derby this year? He said it like a month ago.
Well, he,
I guess he backed out.
Yeah, he pulled out. He did that earlier in the week.
What a bum.
Yeah.
That's so, such bum stuff. Do you think...
I mean, I'm bummed Schwarber's not in it.
Well, do you think Schwarber or Harper will be in it next year when it's here? Schwarber might not be on the team
they
next
better,
year.
They better
Schwarber
be.
Schwarber might not be on the team.
Right. Philly better be in it next year.
Harper, Mr. The Pander and, King better be in it next year.
And I'll be interested in it next year. But that'll do it for us today. I'll be back tomorrow at 2, filling in for the afternoon guys again. Stay tuned. Ellis in the evening coming up next. Rob Ellis up next. They'll take it till 10 o'clock. Thanks, Justin D'Orazio, for producing the show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.